Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The number of women aged 20 to 49 diagnosed with breast cancer has risen by over a quarter in the past decade. This is according to new figures from the National Cancer Registry of Ireland, and the Mary Keating Foundation has launched a new awareness campaign urging women, especially those outside of screening age, which is currently over 50, to check their breasts regularly for any changes. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Professor Seamus O'Reilly, consultant medical oncologist in Cork University Hospital. Good morning to you, Seamus. What is going on here? Why are we seeing this rise in the number of cases in younger women?
So in the report, so thank you for inviting me, Kira. So in the report, it mentions that this is probably multifactorial. We know what causes 30% of breast cancer cases as it stands, but 70% we don't. So the things that they speculate in the report is things like lifestyle, which is relates to your previous conversation about active travel and active transport and the lack of it. It relates to probably alcohol as well. We know that alcohol causes about 7% of breast cancer cases in Ireland. It also relates to pollution. So a French study looking at 100,000 teachers who will be in the same age group as this group that we're talking about today showed that 3% of breast cancer cases in France were due to fossil fuel pollution from cars. And in Ireland, in the lifespan of the women discussed in this study, the number of cars in Ireland has increased sixfold. And the impact of that on air pollution is shown by the EPA when the Macroom bypass was opened. And within a week of the Macroom bypass opening, the pollution in Macroom had fallen by 50%. So this group in France have also shown that black particulates from fires and burning fossil fuels is also associated with an increased risk of breast cancer. But I would say that we see these patients in our clinic. I've seen two or three this week already. And for the majority, when you sit down and talk to them, you can't say, well, you did this, therefore this happened. This is happening in our community.
And by the way,
I'm
in no way trying to apportion blame to anyone for developing cancer. We're more discussing the possible risk factors that perhaps people could be aware of or indeed address.
Yes.
So obesity is one of them, alcohol is one of them. Are any of the estrogen-based medications that younger women take, are they a factor in this?
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Not that we've seen. I mean, we know that HRT for long periods of time increases breast cancer risk, but that would be an older age group than this. This is, you know, this group would be premenopausal on average because average age of menopause is 51, so it doesn't really apply in that group. The contraceptive pill in women with the positive family history of breast cancer, the hormonal ones increases it slightly, but it wouldn't be enough that we would make recommendations to, you know, the children of women with the history of breast cancer to say do not go on the pill.
Okay. So this is going to worry women because they say, well, I'm looking at like my risk factors are going up for this and yet I'm younger than screening age. So I suppose two things is what should women do who are in that cohort? And also, do you believe that screening age should be lowered?
So the first thing I think is beat breast self-aware. And I think that the Mary Keating Foundation, the messaging that they're having about this is important. I think the other messaging that needs to come is to the medical community traditionally we think of breast cancer in older women. That's why the screening program, for instance, is between 50 and 70. And we need to be more aware of its prevalence in younger women. I think that's the first. So the messaging is to two communities, not just the patients or the population. I think the other thing is that things in lifestyle that you can do to reduce your risk of many illnesses are things like using a plant-based diet, for instance, moving towards more plant-based diet, exercise, weight management. And some of that stuff is really difficult because of, you know, of our foods and how we eat, and weight, maintaining weight is very challenging for people in the community in general. I think that, you know, I think and the role of these weight.
Yeah, no,
I
hear what you're saying. You're saying lifestyle is an issue, but you recognize that there are difficulties in people managing those things. When you say, before I let you go, you said you recommend that you know, women, all women, but younger women now as well, be breast aware. Specifically, yes. What should they be aware of?
Changes that are present that are different to the ones that occur in a normal cycle. Changes in the shape of the breast or the size of the breast. Pain is rarely a symptom. And I think it can be often very difficult to diagnose breast cancer in younger women because the breast is much denser. They have a change with their breast with the cycle. I think that from the point of view of the services, our services are also need to gear themselves more to the needs of these younger women also who are and we're seeing the same issue of young cancers in head and neck cancer. We're seeing it in colorectal cancer, and so our services need to increase supports for them, things like social work supports, psycho-oncology supports. That's happening, but that needs to accelerate because the needs of this group are much greater. They're often women when they're rearing children, where they have a huge role in the home. So it's a very stressful time, is even more stressful for them. So our services need to adapt to facilitate that and to support them in a better way.
Professor Seamus O'Reilly, consultant medical oncologist from Cork University Hospital. Thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.